For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
The Justice Department reported this week that the number of people on probation in the U.S. is at a record high, 4.1 million, out of the almost 7 million of our citizens under correctional supervision. The rise in probation numbers isn't surprising. Drug courts, intensive probation, and other alternatives to incarceration have been growing in popularity across the U.S. for more than 15 years. Such programs are intended to help the criminal justice system. These programs can work. Oftentimes, however, there are systemic barriers to success. First, rather than processing offenders more efficiently, the courts end up processing more offenders. It's an effect called net widening, and is evidenced in part by the tremendous and since these courts were introduced back in 1989. As of 2004, over 10% of all criminal arrests were for simple drug possession. Secondly, these courts rely heavily on the personality and commitment of the judges, prosecutors, police, probation officers, and the community. Research shows that in instances where that commitment's not present, recidivism rates are higher. Thirdly, not enough resources are devoted to probation services, particularly drug treatment, yet also other services intended to help offenders gain economic and social stability. Public-private partnerships help, yet they too require resources and significant commitment from government and staff, as well as interest and support from the community. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Let's talk a little about the drug problem in Afghanistan. Drug legalization advocates will be the first to point out that Afghanistan is the world's biggest producer of illicit opium, 87% of the global supply, according to a report in Reuters this week. Drug legalization advocates try to use this disturbing fact as evidence of drug war hypocrisy. What they are not telling you is that Afghanistan has been battling this problem aggressively, spending over $400 million this year alone. The problem is that President Karzai objects to the spraying of pesticides on poppy fields because farmers have no alternate source of revenue. Our Afghan opium problem stems not from hypocrisy, but from compassion and respect for the sovereignty of a nation. When drug legalization advocates criticize the problem in Afghanistan, what is it that they are suggesting that we do? Spray down the fields against the wishes of the sovereign country of Afghanistan? What? Are they forgetting about their objection to our action in Colombia, which, by the way, would look a lot like Afghanistan without our intervention? More to the point, would ending the drug war solve the problem? Of course it wouldn't. In a report last year, even the United Nations said that our inaction would result in, quote, lawless narco states run by drug cartels. Is that what you want? This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.